This is the local VK5 news segment. Now, news from the Northeast Radio Club.
Well, hello again, everyone. This is Les, VK5KLD, with this week's Northeast Radio Club news. Well, I trust all of you who attended the 5th Friday lunch had a good feed and lots of conversation with the others. It was a great time and I had the bangers and mash. Now, the next 5th Friday will be later in the year, in October. Now, unfortunately, I wasn't able to attend the annual general meeting yesterday due to an Egyptology tutorial that I had booked many months ago, and it lasted all day. But I hope it all went well and that everyone enjoyed the event. Now, the next Northeast Radio Club general meeting is next Friday, the 7th of August, and it will be an interesting lecture by Roger from Motorola about the government radio network. So get to the Smart Road Club rooms by 7:15 p.m. for a 7:30 p.m. start, and the usual tea, coffee and soft drinks will be available. Well, that's all for this time. 73s and good DX from Les, VK5KLD.
And let's hear from the Southeast Radio Group.
Good morning. This is Cole, VK58CF, with a weekly update from the Southeast Radio Group. Most of you will be aware that our group meets twice per month. The first Friday of each month is devoted to what we call our activity night. Here we encourage members to front up to the meeting and give us a visual and verbal presentation on a project that they are building or have built, or any topic of their choosing, although it should preferably have an amateur radio theme to it somewhere. Unfortunately, it sometimes becomes difficult to wink volunteers out from hiding, and in our case, it always seems to be the same 4 or 5 members who get to entertain and educate us. There seems to be a reluctance on the part of the vast majority of members to get up in front of a live audience. This, to me anyway, is a great pity because many of our members have a great deal of knowledge and practical experience which they could so easily share. Almost without fail, we hear comments from the floor following a presentation where the audience member lets the presenter know that they have learned a lot from his or her presentation, and of course, that is the whole point of the exercise. As the prime organiser of these events, I sometimes get a bit frustrated by the lack of volunteers, as I usually have to beg someone to come up with a topic and agree to do a presentation on it. Fortunately, I have very rarely had a knockback, and we end up with another successful evening. It's pretty much the usual scenario where the same very small percentage of the total membership performs almost all of the work in keeping things moving along. Luckily, in our group, when a job that will be of benefit to the club needs doing, a very good percentage of our able-bodied membership put their collective hands up to help, and the task gets completed quietly and efficiently. That's all I have for you this week, and so our members would like to wish you all a great week. And of course, I say 7-3 from Serge.
And now, some notes from AREG, the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
Good morning. This is Grant, VK5GR, with this week's news from the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group. First up, a thank you to Tony, VK5AH, and Rob, VK5NR, for undertaking to hide the Fox transmitters for this month's AREG Fox Hunt. The hunters appreciated your efforts, and everybody had a lot of fun yesterday. Thanks again. Next up, a reminder that our next general meeting is also our annual general meeting for 2026. We are looking for some new committee members to join the team, as we say thank you to our president, Jared, VK5ZQV, who is stepping down from the role after 3 years. If you feel you would like to become involved in steering AREG into the future, please consider nominating for the committee. At our AGM, we will also have a special presentation from Derek, VK5TCP. He has been developing a community-provided distributed receiver network for aviation, maritime and amateur radio traffic monitoring, built from an operator's perspective, which has been opened up with so that anybody with an SDR and an antenna can join in. Derek will give us a demonstration of the system's capabilities and talk about some of the advanced features and strategies being considered as part of the project. By way of example, the current system is integrating air traffic control receive audio with air traffic ADS-B beacon reception to provide a very interactive display. He is also looking at integrating AIS, additional AM/FM and SSB amateur receivers, mesh tastic, mesh core, various scanners, remote switching for antennas, and much, much more into the future. This will be a fascinating look at what can be done with SDR technology today, and is certainly one not to be missed. The AGM will be held on Friday, August the 21st, at the Fulham Community Centre, Phelps Court in Fulham. Doors will open at 7 p.m, with the AGM being held at 7:30 p.m. The technical presentation will be held on conclusion of the AGM, with tea and coffee served afterwards. Visitors are always welcome, and we hope to see you there. That's all for this week, and remember, radio is magic. 73 from Grant, VK5GR, on behalf of the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
And now, let's hear from the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society.
Good morning. This is Paul Hoffman with some news from the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society. The next general meeting of the Society will be held on Thursday the 20th of August at the Blackwood Uniting Church, with doors opening at 7 p.m. for a 7:30 start. I will be giving a presentation on the training group's approach to obtaining and training candidates for foundation licence. Many amateurs are unaware of the processes now required to obtain a licence. The training group conducted another training course last weekend for 7 students at the Bar High Learning Centre, and we're hoping to run another course on Saturday the 15th of August if we can find a suitable venue. If you know anyone wanting to do any training or upgrades, please have them enter their details on the AHAS training page. AHAS members will be conducting a field exercise in conjunction with the Gifted Children's Association in and around the Glenunga International High School on the 29th of August. I will need some assistance to look after communications from a temporary HQ to be set up on site. Visitors are always welcome at AHAS meetings, so we look forward to seeing you there at the next meeting. 73, Paul.
And now, here's the local news from the South Australian Repeater Group.
Good morning, fellow ham radio operators and hobbyists. This is VK5LSB with some news and notes on behalf of the South Australian Repeater Group. The South Australian Repeater Group mission statement is to support amateur radio clubs, their members, and all amateurs with the evolving, changing technology that is occurring within amateur radio, and to assist wherever it can for the benefit and development of amateur radio. Some exciting news is that the VK5 RDF 2m repeater is being recommissioned in September 2026, and this repeater is being hosted by the South Australian Repeater Group up at Blair, and the repeater will be capable of digital C4FM and DMR. The frequencies for the repeater will be 147.075 MHz with an offset of 1.6 MHz. Further information on this repeater can be found on VK5 RDF QRZ and the SARG webpage. Initially, the repeater will be tested on FM mode so that adjustments can be made for coverage, etc. There are plans by the South Australian Repeater Group to commission 3 more repeaters across Adelaide and the Greater Plains region by the end of 2026, and further information will be posted on our Facebook and web pages in the coming months. The VK5 RF Digital Wires X repeater, which is hosted by the South Australian Repeater Group, is located at Meadows and supported by Paul VK5YY on his farm property, and is functioning well and is providing great digital and Wires X coverage across southern suburbs and Frio Peninsula. SARG is currently planning for another social get-together luncheon in August for its members and other interested amateur radio operators, so stay tuned for further details that will be provided in the near future. In September, the joint AHAS and SARG mesh core repeater located up at Blair is gaining a full upgrade, which will assist greatly with coverage across the Adelaide Plains. The South Australian Repeater Group hosts a radio net on Wednesday evenings at 2000 hours local time, utilising the Adelaide Link repeater network, and the net's conducted on a weekly basis and will be hosted by a group of operators within the group, which will bring new ideas, a variety, etc. to the airwaves. The South Australian Repeater Group is planning in the future to also host the net on a multi-mode repeater, and this will give operators with digital capabilities opportunity to also participate in the net using digital formats. We would love to hear you all up on the net this coming Wednesday, the 5th of August at 2000 hours, and you don't need to be a member of the group to participate, as everyone with an amateur radio license is welcome to come up and participate on the net. The executive members of the group are continuing on developing and creating an exciting and informative web page for the group, which is now online and can be found at the web address sarg.au. The web page is not fully complete at this point, and as such changes will continue to be made in its development and information. Have a look at the page, and I say again, the address is sarg.au. You can also follow the South Australian Repeater Group on our Facebook page, which contains lots of exciting news, announcements, activities, and information on becoming a member, along with the online membership registration form, so you can become a member if you wish to. The South Australian Repeater Group has a growing membership and now has nearly 60 members, and it's pleasing that so many amateur radio operators are wanting to be involved in this dynamic group and moving forward with technology and amateur radio. On that note, folks, keep your eyes and ears open for upcoming news events, and we are looking forward to you becoming members of South Australian Repeater Group. So stay tuned for further announcements. We also wish to thank our corporate sponsors for supporting us, along with the greater amateur radio community for their assistance in supporting the South Australian Repeater Group. This has been David, VK5LSB, on behalf of the South Australian Repeater Group, looking forward to chatting with you all on the SARG net on Wednesday night on the Link Repeater Network at 2000 hours local time. 73 all, and stay safe and enjoy your day.
And now from Wison, SA.
Hi, this is Adam, VK5GA for Wison, South Australia. Tonight, Sunday 2nd of August, is the Wison SA monthly net. If you can join us, please meet us on the Adelaide Linked Repeater System at 8 p.m. We will be discussing information on the upcoming Barossa Rally event and anything else of interest in radio communications. Wison SA is still looking for more volunteers for the upcoming Barossa Rally on Saturday the 29th of August. This is a full day event with day stages with early starts and night stages with late finishes. If you are able to provide any assistance and have a preference to either day or night stages, please ensure you provide this information in the registration process. To register, please go to the website rallybarossa.com.au and scroll down the page and select Register Now button and fill out the form. If you have issues with registering, you can email me on rally@sa.wison.org.au. Upcoming events calendar. 16th, 17th and 18th of October, Adelaide Rally. To volunteer for the rally, go to www.adelaiderally.com.au/volunteers and scroll down the page and complete the form. A general meeting date has not been confirmed for November. This will be set at the next committee meeting. If you are interested in becoming a member of Wison SA, please contact the secretary on secretary@sa.wison.org.au. As per normal, this information will be posted on the Wison SA Facebook group and vk5.au forum with all the hyperlinks if you are able to volunteer for any of the rallies. Or you can contact myself via rally@sa.wison.org.au for more information on any of the rally support. Cheers from Adam, VK5GA, on behalf of Wison, South Australia.
And that's the VK5 news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au.